Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Pass those Kellogg sugar pops, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's sugar pops.
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Pop Skinner's Green Dragon. A package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops sure comes in handy when you're sitting around listening to the radio or watching TV, or most any other time for that matter. Yes, sir, whenever you've a hankering for a sweet treat, that's the time to reach for your box of Sugar Corn Pops and pop a few of those ready sweetened nuggets of corn into your mouth. They're swell for breakfast, too, with a little milk or cream, and you never need sugar, because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. If there was anything more to be feared in the Old West than the thundering guns of an outlaw, it was the ravaging destruction of a fire. No call to action brought men running faster than the sharp clang of the iron triangle that hung in the center of every cow town. It was fire and that same clanging that brought United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles running headlong into a flaming adventure with Pop Skinner's Green Dragon.
Come on, you red hands, man the pump! Lay out the hose! Put up the ladders! Save the women and children first!
They can hear you clear down the livery stable.
They can?
Fire. Now, slow down, partner, and tell me what this is all about.
Well, I was just practicing up, Bill. I'm dragging volunteer fire department this afternoon.
Well, congratulations.
Pop told me they had a real big job all cut out for me.
Did he tell you what it was?
Well, maybe he wants me to be the fire chief for...
Jingles?
Well, just in case he does, I got my acceptance speech all memorized.
Across the street.
Already? Doggone it, and I ain't even got my red shirt on.
Howdy, Bill.
Afternoon, Pop.
Jingles, you all ready to get started with your initiation?
I sure am, Pop. I was just telling...
We sure have, Jingles. It's a really important job, too.
You see, Bill, I told you.
Sounds good, Jingles.
Could you tell me what the job's gonna be, Pop?
Why, sure. Ain't no secret no longer.
Here it comes, Bill.
You're gonna pull the hose cart, the Green Dragon herself.
Doggone it, I've been took pulling a cart like a horse. I thought they were going to make me the fire chief.
Faster there, Jingles. Load your neck and lean into that harness.
Oh, now, Pop, I got to take a rest.
Ain't getting winded, are you? Hate to think we picked the wrong man for the job. The volunteers should be right disappointed.
No, I'm not winded. Not even a little bit. I just think I got a teeny-weeny little pebble in my boot.
Well, now that's better. A man that pulls a green dragon's got to be in good shape, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that. But you don't mind if I get out of this harness and take off my boot for a minute, huh?
You ain't by any chance trying to get out of training, are you, Jingles?
How could you... come up with a thought like that, Pop.
It ain't hard, the way I see it.
Well, I pulled this thing down the street to the livery stable and back 7 times at a trot. Ain't that enough?
For today, I reckon. Tomorrow you can do it 10 times.
Ten? Now, ain't that overdoing it a little bit, Pop?
Not by a tinker, it ain't. Got to be in shape, you know, if you're going to be a Green Dragon volunteer fire eater. You got to be ready.
Here comes Bill, Pop. I'll be seeing you tomorrow, huh?
Well, Jingle, how's the old fire eater?
Now, Bill Hickok, you don't go on me. Did you get a telegram? Have we got trouble that we got to rush right out and take care of? Like maybe half a dozen owl hoots robbed the train last night, did they? Huh, Bill?
Not that I heard of, partner.
Oh, doggone it anyway.
But I did pick up a newspaper. I think it would interest Pop, too.
Yeah, not unless it's got something to do with firefighting, it won't.
Well, this is right down your alley, Pop. Tell us about some gent traveling west selling the new steam fire wagon.
Them the kind that are pulled by horses, Bill?
That's right, Jingles.
Then I'm for them.
Steam fire engines. Ain't worth the tinker's tooth, snorting monsters. I wouldn't trade the Green Dragon for 7 of them.
The hose cart's on its way out, Pop. You better look out. Those snorting monsters will be driving right up this street any day now.
Hear those two shots, Wranglers? Well, that's to tell you that Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are shot with sugar. Yes, sir, those golden nuggets of corn are sweetened all over. Sugared better than you could do even with a spoon. Wranglers, it's a toss-up which way folks like Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops best. They're a rip-snorting cereal out of your bowl, a rootin'-tootin' snack right out of the box. Cereal or snack, remember that Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are shot with sugar. Don't need a mite more sweetening. Say, if you want to sit down to some real breakfast eating tomorrow, why not tumble your bowl full of those crisp golden pops of corn? Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Pour on milk or cream and spoon them up. Mmm. You'll say that Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are too good to pass up ever. So you better ask Mom for Sugar Corn Pops pronto. She'll find the right box at the grocery store if you tell her to look for the package with Guy Madison and Andy Devine riding their horses lickety-split across the front. And those three little words, shot with sugar, are there to remind you that here's a sweet-eating cereal snack that gives you shot-with-sugar flavor in every bite. That's Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
The newspaper story Wild Bill read to Pop, Skinner, and Jingles was right as far as it went, but it didn't tell them all the facts. For instance, it didn't tell what happened in each of the 5 towns the night before each of those towns voted to buy the new steam fire wagon. In every case, it was the same. Along about midnight, a big triangle jerked men from a sound sleep.
Where's it at, Mayor Wiley?
That newspaper office. Reckon that's enough ringing. Come on, let's help him with that cotton hose.
How'd the fire get started, Mayor?
I haven't gotten any idea. All right, boys. Hook up that hose and start bending that pump handle.
Well, Mayor, it is hooked up, but look at it leaking.
Why, that hose was all right yesterday.
Well, it ain't now. And buckets ain't going to save the newspaper office.
Hey, listen, men. Here comes that stranger with a new fire wagon. He was trying to sell us this morning.
And we should have bought it.
Have your boys get that old-fashioned hose cart out of the way and stand back.
You sure came in a hurry, Mr. Histon.
Get to work, Torchy. We'll show them how to put out a fire.
Yeah. Grab this hose, you monkeys. Pull the end of it into the well. That's all. The engine does the rest.
Go to it, Histon. Give them a hand, men. Maybe it's not too late after all.
Mayor Wiley, that newspaper office isn't a total loss after all. My new steam fire eater saved most of it.
Sure did, Mr. Histon. I reckon it was mighty white of you gents to come storming up to help us like that. I'm thinking we'd better buy this new fire wagon from Histon right now.
Oh, but I can't disappoint the people of the next town, Mayor. I promised it to them.
Forget them. Your price is $3,000. We'll make it $3,500. Cash on the barrelhead, Histon.
You're all right, Mayor. Sold as a favor to you.
And you made a good buy at that, Mayor.
Yeah, he sure did, Torchy. Mayor, you mentioned cash in the barrelhead.
I did, and I meant it. Stand right where you are. I'll get the banker, and we'll bring the money to you in 10 minutes. 10 minutes and not a second more.
Well, Torchy, it worked like a greased skid.
Yeah, let's get that money and get out of town fast.
Now, don't get the jumps, Torchy. We're in the clear. They practically took it away from us at $3,500. It only cost us $2,000.
Yeah. And now I'm going to take a nice long trip to Europe.
No, you're not, Torchy. You're going back to St. Louis with me. Pick up another steam fire wagon, and then next stop, Santa Fe.
Santa Fe? Oh, no, you don't. Not Santa Fe. That's where Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles hang out.
Yeah, I know. And old Pop Skinner heads up the volunteer firefighters with an old hose cart he calls the Green Dragon.
I don't know nothing about no Pop Skinner, but I know plenty about Wild Bill. And any part of it's enough to make the hair stand right up on the back of my neck.
Now, don't worry about Hickok. You tend to your part of the plan when we get there, and I'll take care of the rest, including your boogeyman, Wild Bill Hickok.
Oh, doggone it, Pop. I'm going to quit for this afternoon.
Reckon he's had enough, Wild Bill?
Well, I don't know, Pop. You're the boss of the fire department.
I sure have had enough. I pulled that Green Dragon down around the livery stable and back 12 times at a jog trot. I've been doing it every day now for a month.
You got to be ready for a fire, Jingles.
Hold it, Pop. Look what's coming up the street.
Jumping blue blazes, Bill. Ain't that one of them new steam fire wagons?
It sure is, Jingles. How do you like it, Pop?
Yeah, it ain't friendly like my Green Dragon.
Hey, Bill. Stopping at the city hall.
And look, Wild Bill. There's the members of the city council going in like they was having a meeting.
Bill, you don't reckon they're thinking about buying that new fire engine, do you?
There's one way to find out, partner. Let's go down and sit in on the meeting.
You're darn tootin' we will. Come on, I ain't sitting still for this.
Come on, simmer down, gents. Let the stranger from St. Louis finish. Go right on, Mr. Histon.
Well, thank you, Mayor Tubbs. I was saying, it's time you sent that old horse cart Pop Skinner calls the Green Dragon to the boneyard. And Pop along with it. Santa Fe should own my new fire engine.
Well, now, Mr. Histon, $3,000 is a lot.
Now, don't make a mistake, Mayor Tubbs. The Boonville City Council voted against buying my fire engine one morning, and that very night, their newspaper building caught on fire.
Maybe the stranger's got a point, gents. Members of the council, I'm calling for a vote.
Now, hold on, Mr. Tubbs. Mayor, your honor, sir.
Huh? What's that, Jingles? You got something to say?
I reckon I have. Why, this slick-haired Jasper from St. Louis is suggesting that we send old Pop Skinner and his Green Dragon to the boneyard. Well, before you do, you might set a minute and do some remembering.
You're wasting time, Mayor.
Sit down, stranger. If Jingles got something to say, calculate we'll listen.
I'm remembering it was Pop that organized the Green Dragon Volunteer Fire Eaters. Then went to the blacksmith shop and built that hose cart with his own hands.
I reckon we all remember that, all right, Jingles.
Well, then, Mayor, you might remember that it was Pop that dug your little Mary from a blazing hayloft about 4 years ago.
Yeah, I remember.
And Joe Wilson? Why, your boy Johnny wouldn't be walking today if it wasn't for Pop Skinner. And there ain't a one of you but what's been touched by Pop's given hand in the past. Now, before you send him to the boneyard, I reckon I'd think on that.
I calculate you made your point, Jingles. Meeting's adjourned.
Hey, you can't do this. Well, you didn't even vote.
I reckon that ought to be plain to you, Mr. Heston, that we ain't got no use for your fancy contraption here in Santa Fe. Or you either.
You big grizzly. I'll fix you for blocking this sale for me.
No, I wouldn't go making trouble if I were you, mister.
Mr. Lail, it's Hickok.
You don't scare me, Hickok. You and that big buffalo ain't gonna stand in my way no longer.
No, Histon, don't go.
Hey! You made a mistake, Histon. If you're smart, you won't make any more.
You blasted meddling star packer. Before I'm through, I'll have these backcountry hicks begging to buy my fire engine. And if you and that jug-headed deputy get in my way once more, it'll be the last time.
Can
Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops are tops. Wranglers, those six guns are just to remind you that those crisp golden pops of corn are shot with sugar. Why, they're sweetened all over better than you and I could ever do with a spoon and sugar bowl. Yes, sir. Every golden pop has that wonderful shot with sugar flavor. And if you haven't treated your taster to Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops yet, why not ask for some right soon? Then when you pour those golden nuggets of sugar-sweet corn into your bowl, spill on some milk or cream, you'll know what I mean when I say they're a rip-snortin' cereal. And partners, Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops are a rootin'-tootin' snack right out of the box they come in, too. Either way, cereal or snack, Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops can't be beat. So have your mom corral a box or two of Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops next time she shops. Tell Mom to look for the cereal box showing Guy Madison and Andy Devine riding like 60 right across the front. Tell Mom you want that rip-snorting cereal, that rootin'-tootin' snack, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
When the commotion at the city hall was finished, Piston and Torchy took their new fire engine to the livery stable and rented a room at the hotel. In the marshal's office, Jingles and Pop Skinner sat staring at a grim and silent Wild Bill Hickok.
Bill, I can't stand this another minute. Why, you ain't moved or spoke for more than an hour. Now, doggone it, say something.
I've been trying to remember something, Jingles, and I think I've got it now.
Well, it's about time, and I'm busting with curiosity.
Pop, you go check on the Green Dragon.
Anything you say, Bill.
Jingles, you go to the livery stable and take a look at that new fire engine. I'm going to sonar up the street.
Bill, now you ain't making sense. It's almost midnight.
That's right, Jingles. Things ought to pop any minute now.
Well, what good's it going to do for me to look at that Jasper's steam fire wagon?
I want to be sure there's no steam up.
Bill, there's my shoot now.
Fire, Bill!
It's Pop.
Here.
Come on.
Firehouse. Hang on, Pop. We're coming.
There he is. Pop, what happened?
Bill, I should fire some Jasper and met him with the Green Dragon.
Did you see who it was?
No, Dad Bernie. When he heard me, he started throwing lead and running. I ducked behind the rain barrel and threw some myself. Both of us missed, I reckon.
No wonder it's dark.
Let's take a look at the Green Dragon.
Here's a match, Bill.
Set it to this lantern, Jingles.
Yeah, good. Now take a good look and see if there's anything wrong, Pop.
Well, I don't see no... Yes, by Dad. Bill, look at this. Somebody's been jabbing holes in the fire hose.
Well, I'll be doggone. A mess of little holes. Why, you can hardly see them, Bill.
Yeah, but that'll let out a lot of water if you were fighting a fire, and there's going to be one to fight if we don't work fast.
Now, how'd you figure that, Bill?
Never mind, Jingles. Pop, you call out your volunteers. Ring that triangle and make it sing.
But, Bill, that's only when there's a fire to put out.
Don't ask questions, Pop. Ring it.
Anything you say, Bill. Here goes.
But where's the fire, Bill?
That's what we're going to find out, partner.
I don't get you.
You just watch the street down toward the livery stable, Jingles.
What am I watching for?
That new steam fire engine. And I'll bet that bell brings it out in a hurry.
Bill, you're right. Here it comes.
All right, Pop. You can stop ringing now.
Hey, Bill, it ain't coming here. It's heading for Pete Johnson's old warehouse.
Yeah, now, how do you know the fire was there? Or is it?
And here come the volunteers. I sure got them trained. Look at them pile out.
Yeah. Head them for Pete's warehouse. Come on, Jingles.
Bill, there is a fire. Look.
Yeah, it's just starting. Come on around back, partner. We got to get it out quick.
Yeah, but let the fire engine do it, Bill.
No. Here we are.
Bill, you ain't going in there.
No, I sure am. Now, you stay there, Jingles. Yeah, just what I figured. Look out, Jingles. Here comes your fire.
Hey, Bill, look out. What are you doing?
Well, there's your answer, Jingles. Tin can full of old rags and some kerosene.
Well, then the warehouse wasn't on fire.
It would have been in a couple of minutes. Hey, Pop!
Hey, Bill. Bill, I've been looking all over for you. What's this?
Figure it out for yourself, Pop. Get that fire out and save the can and some of the rags. We're going to jail a couple of varmints with them. All right, come on, Jingles.
Bill, I just caught on. Why, those two Jaspers had this thing all set.
That's right, Jingles.
Now stand back, gents. Let Torchy and me show you how to put out a fire the new way.
Your show's over before it starts, Histon.
Histon, it's Hickok. Get out of my way, Hickok, before this warehouse burns down.
The fire's out, Histon. Your trick backfired.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm getting out of here.
No, no, you don't, you night-crawling hyena. You're staying right here to face the music.
You're under arrest, Tiston. The charge is arson.
You're not taking me, Hickok.
Bill! Now, that was another mistake, mister. Bill, look out, he's running for the fire engine.
I'll get him, partner.
All right, get up there. Hey, yep.
No, you don't, mister. You're not getting away that easy.
I've got another gun, Hickok. Jump off or I'll let you have it.
I'm taking you in, Heston. Your aim's not so good. Now turn those horses and head them back up the street.
You're loco.
You're through now, mister. I'll take that gun.
You take it right over your thick ass, lawman.
Not right now, I won't. Time to get these horses turned.
Yeah, get around there. Here, go!
Ah, see, Jingles hung on to that Jasper's partner.
Bill, you all right?
Yeah, partner. Hold on.
Bill, that fight sure was a lot of the losing. You sure put him to sleep.
He'll wake up by the time we get him to jail. How's Pop?
Oh, still mattering a wet hen because he didn't get to put out the fire himself. But he's got the evidence, and he sure made it plain to the city council.
Go, Jim! If I can have your attention, I got something to say.
That's the mayor, Jingles. I wonder what's up.
I ain't got no idea, Bill. Let's go over there and listen.
Seeing how the whole city council is here and we've got a quorum, I move we give Wild Bill and Jingles a vote of thanks what they done tonight. And seeing how these two city slickers ain't gonna be needing their steam fire engine in jail, I submit that we send the true price, which is $2,000, to the company that made it, and buy it for Santa Fe.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on, Mr. Mayor. You ain't going to send Pop and the Green Dragon to the boneyard.
Now, you shut your trap, Jingles. I ain't had my say.
Yes, sir, Your Honor, sir.
And I further submit that we make a present of this new fire engine to Pop Skinner and give him a lifetime job as fire chief of Santa Fe.
Bill, did you hear that?
I sure did, Jingles. How about it, Pop?
Well, I don't know what to say, Jack.
Well, then, don't you bother to say nothing, Pop. Reckon we're all so happy about this that we're about to choke on the lump in our throats. Especially me. Because now I don't have to pull that Green Dragon another doggone foot.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. We'll be back your way again this Friday.
Yes, sir, and with another action-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure story, plan to be with us, will you?
So long, kid.
See you Friday.
Say, boys and girls, which cereal would you choose? Well, you'll pick a winner every time when you choose from Kellogg's Variety Pack. There are 10 individual packages of Kellogg's favorite cereals. Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Sugar Corn Pops, or Sugar Frosted Flakes and other favorites. Each a generous individual serving. Everyone can pick what he likes. He'll like what he picks from Kellogg's Variety Pack. So which cereal would you choose? Choose Variety, Kellogg's Variety Pack. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Joe Duvall, Bill Baucom, Fred Howard, and Herb Butterfield. Our director is Paul Pierce, story written by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!